The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 4, verse 30, "And Jesus said, Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it." In these verses that I have just read in your hearing, there's something for every one of us in this service right now. There is not one person in this service but that Mark chapter 4, where I started reading, all the chapter, all the Word of God is good, but especially Mark chapter 4, verse 30, there's something here for everyone. And the reason that it really caught my attention is that Jesus said, what should we use? What will we use? What could we use to liken unto the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? And Jesus, out of all the illustrations that could have been given, said, it's like a mustard seed. It's like a mustard seed. And you know, every one of us are the product of a seed. Every one of us are the product of a seed. You're a seed that was produced. And when that seed came forth, your life began. I know to this day there's the argument in the mind of people who have no understanding of life. They don't understand that life is in conception. It's not in the ninth month or the eighth month or the seventh month or the sixth or the fifth or the fourth or the third or the second. And so we have people that even, and I don't even want to go there because I've seen the product of that, but you don't want to see, and maybe you should see, what happens in late-term abortion. But you know, you say, well, that's a repulsive thought to me, but you know, many times we do a late-term abortion on the Word. We don't want to think about that in the natural, but many times we do a late-term, I mean, God's just ready to manifest. God's just ready to do the miracles that we've reached out for Him to do. What saith the Word? It is nigh unto thee, even in thy mouth. That word of faith. And I want to say to you tonight, don't abort the baby of the faith of God that is in your heart. Don't abort your miracle. You say, well, I see a lot of people aborting their miracle. That's their decision and that's their loss. But I want to keep this alive. Jesus said, what shall I use to show what the kingdom of God is all about? And He said, it's like a mustard seed. And of course, when you think of the mustard seed, the Bible says that it's the smallest of all seeds. And because it says that, it means that every one of us are included. The field is level. The playing field is level. There's no big I's and little you, or big you and little me. We're all a mustard seed. We are all a mustard seed. I believe that it was the number of 10 seeds of the giant redwoods in California that can go on a dime. I believe it was 10. I'm almost positive that it was 10. 10 seeds that can produce one of those huge trees. I think they still have one you could drive through out in California. Those huge redwood trees begin with a little seed. And I'm telling you, in this service right now, as we were just hearing the song, right now, there's a seed inside of you. There's a seed in your faith. There are seeds that have been released. And the devil would laugh and say, it's small. Oh, Bethlehem. Small. Pitiful. Underdog. But nothing's an underdog when faith of God is mixed with it. I think of Ananias. How many years had he come to that temple and been faithful to light the lamps and been faithful to pray and been faithful to pray and come and going and people coming and going. But this man was faithful. But one day, there was a manifestation. Don't know how many days John the Baptist preached. Really kind of a no-name to begin with. And then people began to hear about this wild man out in the wilderness. Locusts and wild honey. Clothed about very simply. His tailor didn't make a dime off of John the Baptist. And yet the word began to get out that there was a man who was speaking as an oracle of God, calling people to repentance. The message that I want to get over to every one of you, and I want to hold on to this myself. No matter how small your seed is, God can and God will use your seed. Every seed that you've sung, every seed that you've sown, every seed that you've prayed, every seed that you've sacrificed, every day or every night that you've put some sweat equity into this church. In the very beginning, we just carved that commercial building out of a rock, jackhammer the floors and run 2x4 walls and sheetrock and all the things that go into it. Little by little, it seems so small. And many people said, you can't do anything with this building. Well, they had it right. But you see, I had a vision. And to this very day, the basic auditorium is the vision that God gave me. And it worked. It worked for men like Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin, who came and held our first meeting. And many others. It worked for 13 weeks of youth revival that literally changed everything early on in this ministry. Don't despise the day of small things. Don't despise the day of small things. I've had to have a heart-to-heart talk with more than one minister who came and spent half their message fussing about the seats that weren't filled. Preach to the seats that are filled. Preach to the hungry who have come. Give an altar call to those who are there. Pray for the sick that showed up. Believe for miracles in the lives of those that desperately need the touch of God. So the kingdom of God is like a grain of mustard seed. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of God. The tares are the children of the wicked one. Mark 13:38 tells us. All right, so the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, less than all seeds. Every one of us qualify to be a mustard seed. Smaller than all other seeds. But the Bible said that the seed will not do anything until it is sown, when it is sown. And that's where so many people miss it. They hear a message, but it's like the four soils. Three out of the four miss the point. Three out of four might as well have not come to church. Three out of four might as well not have heard Billy Graham in one of those mass crusades. Three out of four heard the word of God, but they didn't really hear it, because you don't hear it until you do it and believe it. You really don't hear it until you do it. You believe it. It must be sown. What happens at offering times? This is only one type of seed that is sown. You sow. You sow. How many times have I gone out? I have never put a price on my ministry when I travel. Many times we've gone out and given more. Didn't even think about receiving, but I mean, there's been many a time we left more there than they tried to give to us. And then we sent another check back to help things that were struggling. It's not that way everywhere. It's not that way all the time, but it's been that way a number of times. And of course, being pastor of a church, I had a home base, and I thank God for the support that I have. But you see, I know the value of sowing seed. I know the value of sowing seed. I was preaching in a convention in Florida, And they had 18 acres that they had to buy. It had been in the hands of a drug dealer. And there was a drug bust. And, of course, there were a lot of things that were busted on that property. But the property went to the government, and then it was for sale. And they were down to $5,000. And I felt that urge of God in my heart. And I said, we'll give $5,000. That was one of the hardest $5,000 pledges I ever gave in my life. I mean, it seemed like there were so many bills here at the church and so many things we needed to do. It was not an easy time. It was not just a, sure, we'll write out a check. We didn't have it in the bank at that time. $5,000. But it wasn't but a matter of less than 90 days when God brought 8 acres back to us. When God brought it back to us for just less than pennies or a penny on the dollar. Let me tell you, God's able to do it. Nothing, nothing, nothing. $5,000 pledge, finally got it in, and suddenly, here come some acres. A miracle of God. A miracle of God. And I'm telling you, it was key to everything that's happening here today. That particular piece of the whole piece was a vital part of everything that you see on this acreage here today. But you see, it was sown. That was another church. That was another need. We sowed into the purchase of their land that they desperately needed to expand. And God sowed into our land. For there is a law that makes us brothers. None walks this way alone. All that we send into the lives of others comes back into our own. Received a lot of thank yous from many of our sons and daughters in the ministry here. I don't know, for some reason in the last few weeks and months, saying thank you for the seeds that you sowed into our life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, thank God. Smallest of all seeds, it must be sown. But when it is sown, it starts to work. Your seed may leave your hand, but it will never leave your life. Your seed may leave your hand, but it will never leave your life. When it is sown, well, when my ship comes in, sow something now. Sow before that. Folks, I've been tithing all my life, the biggest part of my life, you know, in the productive part of my life. And even as a child, I tithed. Boy, it was hard to let go of that nickel out of that 50 cents. I mean, that meant that I couldn't buy something that I wanted to down at the little store when things sold so much cheaper. Hard to take that dime out of that dollar. Sometimes it was. But mother said, that's not your money, son, that's God's money. I heard of Elmer Gardner years ago, a man that we met, we were traveling with the Voice of Healing. He said, you know, if the preacher buys a carload of ice cream, and while he's trying to eat the whole thing, it all melts on the curb with your tithe, that's God's business, none of your business. I thought, boy, that's pretty. You follow what I'm saying? You see, when it leaves your hand, your faith, it leaves your hand, then it's God's responsibility. It's God's responsibility when it is sown. What happens when it is sown? When your prayers are sown, when your giving is sown, when your sweat equity and something around the church is sown. What happens when you do something that no one else knows about? What happens when you reach out to do something that is maybe not even appreciated? Did you ever just, I mean, really made an effort to give something to someone and they didn't even appreciate it? They just looked like a child at a Christmas tree. Is that all? Wrong color? Not big enough? But when you sow your mustard seed, and folks, all of this is by faith. Oh, don't let me forget to emphasize that. You gotta have faith. All you sing, all you pray, all you go out to do. Do you know you're sitting in those seats right now is a seed that you're sowing unto God. You could be home watching nothing. I tried watching some news a couple of nights. It made me so mad, I turned it off. I said, I have better news than that in my Bible. If somebody's already shot, they're already dead. There's nothing I can do about that. I can't help that person that stole that car. I can pray for them. And I mean, you turn on the news and you're hard-pressed to find one thing out of 10 things that has any positive connotation to it. Get on your knees and open your Bible and start speaking what this world is coming to. When it is sown, as I'm preaching right now, something is growing up in you. Gotcha. Gotcha. I've sown a seed in you tonight. Gotcha. Because while I'm preaching, mix faith with what I'm preaching. And firecrackers aren't going off. The praise singers aren't singing right now. You may not have any exhilarating feelings. You may not be on the carpet getting a touch or a buzz from heaven. But mix your faith with what I'm saying. Because as your seed is sown, and you're sowing a seed sitting right there. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. It bothers me, people that tell you things and never give you scripture for it. I like to see people come to the platform with a Bible if they're going to preach. You may know your message by heart, but I want to see the Bible in your hand. The word is what this church is built on. The word. And you've heard already enough word to stir your heart. The seed is growing right now. Joy and I are humbled 24 hours a day as people come to sit with our daughter, spend the night by her bedside. And the only thing that I can say is I think of all the years that we've helped others and given to others and given of our time and of our personal time and of our money and that's just, it's no big deal. It's just this you ought to have done. But to see God reverse order and return in a way that we could never plan or program, the grace and the mercy of God to our precious baby girl. I'll tell you, this church and Joe and I and this ministry, we are living examples that seeds really do grow when you sow them. And every seed that a nurse or caregiver has sown, something's coming out of that. Oh yeah, you know, when things first happen, you get all kind of phone calls, you get all kind of cards, and boy, everybody's just buzzing around. But you know, when the miracle takes a while, they fade off into the crowd. I'm not talking about church, I'm talking about just different situations. And that's maybe kind of sort of, you know, we can't respond to everything. There's a lot of things I can't respond to long term. But I'm going to tell you, when people cease to respond, God's an on-time God. God is an on-time God. When people are busy, and I understand that, we all live busy lives. Thank God, the seed groweth up. Everything you do for God, everything you do for this church, everything you do for our radio ministry, just by a miracle of God, we're on another station, on two stations now. A miracle of God. Don't have time to tell you how that worked out. By a miracle of God. By a miracle of God. One reason our new offices have taken, one reason, it's not the only reason, but we've tried to cut every corner we possibly can, and some things are in place. I'm just replacing what I had in my office back over at 5th and Penn. The cost of the desk is a third of what my original desk cost. God's given us some bargains and some things, and of course things cost money nowadays. But you know, we're not trying to be extravagant with anything around it. Really, honest to God, we want to do things God's way and invest our money in people and souls. What's the power tower all about? A mustard seed being deposited in people's lives. What is Stitches all about? Going out to communities When 13 years ago they said, is this a government program and how long will it last? No, it's not a government program. It's a God program. And it's lasted 13 years because it's a God program. It groweth up. You're growing up. You're growing right now. Every seed that you've planted on the foreign field, every seed not only that you've planted here in working with ministries, but every seed that you've planted, that seed is in the ground and it's growing and it's producing. And it becometh greater than all the herbs. You just can't keep a good seed down. You just can't keep a good seed down. That seed's going to grow. Can't keep a good seed down. Because when you sow that seed, it just keeps on going. Just keeps on going. Becometh greater. Greater than all herbs. Bigger than other trees. The world has so much fanfare and ballyhoo, and so-and-so gave $15 million as a tax write-off, and God says, I didn't even notice it. Didn't even notice it. So-and-so gave $100 million to a school that does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, does not believe that Jesus was virgin born, does not believe that the Bible is the true inspired word of God. What do you think about that, God? God says, I'm not impressed at all. But the seed that comes out of a heart of faith, it groweth greater, and it just keeps on growing. It just keeps on growing. We've invested a lot in a lot of students, and there's a lot of students that never said thank you. There are students that God knows where they would be today. But you know what? And I say this often. One thing I've learned in the ministry, whatever you do, do it unto the Lord, and then you'll never be offended. Now, if I'm doing something to get your attention or your favor or your applause, and you don't even notice it, then I get all touchy and offended. Just believe you're doing what God said to do, and do it in the name of Jesus. You'll never be sorry. You'll never be sorry. The record is in heaven, and the seed is released from your hand into the heart of God, and that tree will grow and grow and grow. And yet I look at those that have said thank you and those that have gone out. There's been some tremendous sacrifices that have been made over these years in people's lives in the church and also in school and in other phases of this ministry. And if you're just waiting for the thank you line, you'll be disappointed. But if you did it as unto the Lord, praise God, it will just keep on going. And the Bible said it becometh greater. We're all in the process of growing. I said, we're all in the process of growing. 2 Corinthians 5:17, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation, a new creature. Behold, old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Have news for us right now. I'm still in the becoming process. Save the moment we believed, but we're in the becoming process. And shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air, others, may lodge under the shadow of it. You just can't keep a good seed down. You just can't keep a good seed back. It's just like an unstoppable football player. I mean, some players in basketball, they just have that way of getting through. They just, you know, used to like to watch Emmett, you know, in his strong days. I mean, some way he'd come through there. He'd come through, and you see that so many times, not only in Emmitt Smith, but a lot of others. Shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under it. You don't have a lot of birds under a little old twig. Where I buy gas, where those birds come from, I don't know. But there's a full two trees. And I don't know if they're holding a convention, if it's a family reunion. I don't know why they're there, but I mean, while you're trying to get gas, it's just bird talk. And I mean, you look up at that tree, you can hardly see green because everything up there is blackbirds. I guess they're blackbirds. Everything in that tree. And they just jump from limb to limb and just keep on talking one to another. They couldn't do that if it was just a little twig. But because it's a big tree, there's room for everybody. Hallelujah. Why do you like larger auditoriums? Because there's room for everybody. This is not a rented or leased storefront. There's sweat and blood and tears that are responsible for every acre on this piece of property. Thank God, paid for by the grace of God. Shooteth out great branches. I'm expecting our tree to grow bigger. I'm expecting our branches to spread out further. I'm expecting our outreaches. Even like in radio, we're going out another direction now. I'm expecting the seeds that you have planted, that we have planted, to bring forth a greater harvest. And shooteth out great branches so the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Even our sign is interesting. A man came here with his wife. He's from Columbia. He's a professor at the university in Denton. He said, I kept seeing that sign every time I drive by on my way to go teach as a professor. He said, what is there about this place? Well, I don't know. He said, every time I drive by, that sign would grab me. And I just had to come. So he came to talk to one of our staff members, and he showed him around. And I don't know, something about this place just fascinated him. And they were here Sunday night. And it was just interesting to hear his story. And I believe we'll hear more stories as time goes by. Praise God. So you're a seed. And because your seed is sown, it's going to grow and grow and grow and grow. And of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ, there shall be no end. Never stop sowing. Never stop praising. Never stop praying. Never stop giving. Never stop. Never stop. Now there's one more that I give you, and then this is what I'm so excited about. Do you know in that same fourth chapter, the Lord said, read down two or three verses. I said, okay. And I saw another portion of God's word that I love and I've ministered on several times, verse 35, chapter 4 of Mark. And the same day, the same day, say it with me, the same day when the even was come, when the evening was come, Jesus saith unto them. Now you say, Pastor, I don't know about all this you've preached. Now, you're a little old bitty mustard seed doesn't amount to anything. I'm just a little old bitty mustard seed, and no one knows who I am, and no one knows what I do, and I've been faithful, and no one appreciates me. You know, the enemy just likes to get that kind of a thing going over inside of you. But you know what Jesus said? And I believe this is an extension of what he just got through teaching. The same day when the evening was come, Jesus saith unto them, and Jesus says unto you, let us pass over unto the other side. So my concluding point is this. You are a seed. You planted that seed. Sacrificial seed, tithing seed, all kinds of seed, sweat equity, being faithful. When the weatherman says you'll be frozen in your tracks if you get out tonight. Jesus, the same evening, said unto them and says unto us, let us go on over to the other side. You can make it. You can do it. You can make it. You can do it. Oh, I tell you, there's days in a foreign land you wonder if anybody cares. You wonder if everyone's forgotten about you. The customs are different. Everything is different. The laws are different. Their habits are different. But God sees every seed that you've sown. God sees every gypsy that you've helped. God sees every orphan that you've provided a new life for. God sees every person that has come through that church. And there's a lot of stuff going on among religion, but God knows what the real stuff is. He knows what the real deal is. God knows what the real deal is. And every seed that you have sown is and shall surely come to pass. And God's word is, let us go over to the other side. We're going to make it. How can you lose when you get all that word out on CDs and tapes? Get the word out. That's what it's all about, publishing the word. Those CDs and DVDs and cassettes have gone literally all over the world. It's pretty special. Sometimes the building's quiet. Sometimes the office is lonely. Sometimes you think, what am I doing? My body is tired. And I know there's times we can't all do everything. But I just want to give a message of hope to every one of us. You can do it. God is with you. God sees every seed that was sown. God sees every seed that was sown. There have been seeds sown in our life. Into our home, Joy. Seed sown. Helped us. Preachers need a lot of help. Pastors need a lot of help. People think we know everything. Sometimes we wonder if we know anything. Sometimes you feel like an errand boy. Sometimes you feel like you're just spinning your wheels in the mud. But oh, I believe what I've preached. My seed may be small. It may not be as big as some. But I tell you, my seed is real, and my seed produces. And my seed is sown, and I'm going to be planting more seeds. I'm going to be planting more seeds. And I'll tell you, when you get to heaven, all the things you could have sown and done, but you invested in the kingdom of God, the record is there.